Hare Krishna. Govinda Prabhu, Hare Hare. Sorry for sitting on a higher level than you. Shamananda Prabhu. From the sound effects I was hearing through all these walls in my room, it sounds like you're having a very blissful festival. In Krishna consciousness, our happiness, true happiness, is in pleasing the Vaishnavas in a way that is pleasing to our acharyas. Srila Prabhupada, our founder acharya, by pleasing him, it is like watering the root in which our service, our affection, our devotion reaches all the previous acharyas and Shri Radha Gopinath. And as we had that big, beautiful sign in front of the temple, if you want to please me, distribute my books. This last month, all of you have given your life, your soul, your everything to assist Srila Prabhupada in giving his word to the world. We know the story of how Srila Prabhupada sailed on the Jaladuta across oceans and continents to give the message of Lord Chaitanya to the conditioned souls. In one sense, a book distributor is like a little Jaladuta, carrying Srila Prabhupada and his message from one conditioned soul to another conditioned soul. Srila Prabhupada said he's in his books, and the message in his books is the immortal teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada considered himself like a postman, delivering the message as it is. And when we are giving Srila Prabhupada's books, we are like postmen, not only giving the message, but our beloved, worshipable postman along with the message. This is our meditation. We are directly giving the people of this world the personal association with Srila Prabhupada, and through him all of the previous acharyas, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, Six Goswamis, the Panchatattva, Radha Gopinath. It is that message that Srila Prabhupada distilled, the grace, the mercy, the teachings of all of these great souls. He has concentrated, distilled, and presented it in his purports, in his writings. That's what we're carrying. What a privilege, what an honor, what a blessing to have that service. So I thank you for doing this. And from all of the laughter. It seems like you did quite well this year. Setbacks, I heard. Setbacks in Punjab. When I first came to India, I had a setback in Punjab. But if you keep crying and trying, Krishna will help you through it. Which I'm sure he did. I'm very proud of all of you. Very grateful to all of you. It's a glorious service. And it is not only the service that we render, but how we render the service that makes it so pleasing to Prabhupada and Krishna. And if they're pleased, then I'm forever indebted to you. And how you work together and you feel so much, despite all the austerities and sacrifices, how happy you are to be together in this service is especially endearing to Prabhupada and Krishna. The spirit in which we serve is foundational to how much our service will actually be pleasing to Prabhupada and Krishna. So please preserve this family spirit of selfless sacrifice of seva for the higher cause. It's like a little, this is like the docks of all these little Jaladutas carrying Srila Prabhupada and his message from place to place in this ocean of material existence. It's beautiful. Thank you very much. And if I can say something about Madhu Priya Devi, we have dedicated this year's December Gita Jayanti marathon in her honor. It may look unusual that a whole brahmachari ashram is dedicating a whole month long of austerities once a year to a lady who was a mother of three children. But the fact that you are doing this really shows that you're breaking through all external formalities to really appreciate the essence of bhakti. Madhu Priya Devi, a mother, a wife, so many worldly responsibilities, taking care of a home, in-laws, parents, everything. Incredible responsibility she had, and so many challenges with each of those responsibilities. But still, her enthusiasm, her determination to serve Radha Gopinath Srila Prabhupada was so great that she would spend so many hours every day giving out Srila Prabhupada's books without wanting any prestige or any fame. She just did it. And I don't remember how many years, but she was the number one book distributor in our whole ashram and congregation. Yes? She would give her life a million times for any of the brahmacharis, for any of the devotees. And how much deep spirit of faith she had in Srila Prabhupada's words, that she just put herself on the line, practically going door to door in every other way, giving out Srila Prabhupada's books. She was so convinced of the message that hardly anyone could refuse her. So, by her example, she was the source of so much inspiration. And I'm extremely pleased that you have all, by your own enthusiasm, your own faith, decided to dedicate this month effort and this festival in her honor. Thank you very much.